Hey everyone, it's Cynthia Dearen here. Welcome to episode 27 of the Business Beyond Borders podcast, where we explore what it takes to turn your business into an international success. Do you ever have that feeling of total stress when you look at your to-do list? Sometimes it seems to be just so jammed with urgent stuff that's demanding your attention that you just can't work out where to start. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur working on scaling your company internationally, it's possible that you're encountering this situation quite a lot. And speaking from personal experience, it's not that pleasant. This is something that I see all the time at the International Business Accelerator. As companies start to expand internationally, workloads do too. And that's because the team suddenly finds itself running two or three different businesses with the same amount of resources. Today, I want to talk to you about time excellence. In case you're wondering what time excellence is, it's the skill of being able to use your time to its highest value all the time. It sounds pretty basic, doesn't it? But you might be surprised if I told you that I meet dozens of entrepreneurs who are in a mess because they don't have time excellence and they're trying to scale. Superficially, things look okay, but as you dig a little bit deeper, you discover that often their companies and sometimes their lives are all over the place. I think time excellence is absolutely key because we know that it's very difficult to scale a company internationally unless you're in control of your time. If you're not spending this precious resource on only the very highest value tasks, you don't stand a chance. And that's especially true if you have a small team and not many people to delegate to. A few weeks ago, I wrote a blog called Want to Become a Time Lord, which was about time excellence and hacks that you can use to reclaim your time. I had such a good response to that article that I thought I'd put together a few podcasts on time excellence. It's a big topic, and so I'm going to share my thoughts with you over several episodes. Today, I want to tell you about a few things that you can do right now to free up your time and mental space to give yourself more bandwidth to focus on the critical thinking that you absolutely have to do if you're going to successfully expand your business into more than one market. This is really important because it's critical thinking which is going to help you refine your international strategy and get very clear on what needs to happen and where you should be focusing. But too many business owners just don't put aside time for critical thinking because they're busy. And critical thinking takes mental and emotional energy. And that makes it uncomfortable to do when you're under time pressure. We'll come back to that in a later episode. For now, let's just look at a couple of very simple, very quick hacks that you can use to reclaim your time. Hack number one, Google Voice Typing. Google debuted its voice typing function in September 2018, and that made it possible to write documents without touching your computer. So this was a better version of earlier applications like Drag and Dictate, which have been around for a while. I have to admit that starting out, Google voice typing wasn't that great. It was slow, it was clunky, and it was generally quite frustrating. But the voice typing function has come a long way in the last few months. And when I used it again recently, I found that I could dictate emails and other documents almost faster than I could type them, but with just a bit less accuracy. This hack is particularly relevant for me right now because I'm juggling a two-year-old, a two-month-old, and I'm running a company. I spend hours each day with my hands full, literally speaking. And voice typing means that I can get stuff done at times when I wouldn't otherwise be able to. If you're moving around a lot or you have kids or there's some other reason you can't type, maybe you've broken your arm, then you're going to love Google Voice Typing. Hack number two. I've called this one Deploy the Grayscale Warrior. And this is about smartphones. Now, the smartphone is probably the most heinous waste of time that's ever been known to mankind. It basically offers us endless ways to suck up any small window of spare time that happens to open up. And you might not know this, but smartphones have been intentionally designed like poker machines. Their displays are meant to be visually seductive. It's eye candy in the most literal sense. So your phone screen has been designed to attract and hold your attention, and that's why it's full of brightly colored eye-catching icons. It's very, very hard for the human brain to resist this setup. So what I call the grayscale warrior is basically just turning the display on your smartphone from a multicolored one to boring old black and white. It might not sound like much, but I found that the effects were pretty striking. I started to use this hack when I realized that I was looking at my phone every time I felt bored or stressed, and that was happening quite frequently. And I was looking at the phone all the time because your phone, with all its pretty flashing colors and its status updates and its videos, gives you a little dopamine hit, and that relieves boredom and it also momentarily dials down stress. So my phone screen was really seducing me into spending way more time looking at the phone than was good for me. And so I was losing time doing stuff on the phone that wasn't productive, and that was making me even more stressed because I had less time to do the things that I absolutely had to get done. Now, the phone and the phone screen basically lost that entrancing power the minute that I switched it to grayscale. And I started to use my minutes of spare time to do things that were useful or that I found energizing. And these were really basic things like, you know, looking around at the world or giving people who I was talking to my full attention. But it really made a big difference. I've put the instructions for this hack in the show notes for the episode. Now, the third and final hack, hack three, is delete Facebook from your phone. And this is basically just about neutralizing Facebook. It's not very difficult. Just take it off your phone. If you're anything like me, Facebook is very attractive and you spend a lot of time on it. So if you take Facebook off your phone, it'll stop you using it anywhere near as much. I reckon it's probably saved me at least half an hour a day that I can now put towards critical thinking and working on my business. So that's it, folks. Three hacks to help you take back control of your time and get stuff done. Next time, we'll look at a couple of other elements of time excellence. Get out there and conquer the universe.